Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme, me and my...
Yo, what is up, people? Is the guy here, JTurk214, owner of the Green Bay Packers. I am bringing to you a very special edition of SFL Weekly. This week we are doing this is going to be kind of like an ongoing thing. We're going to have 15-minute interviews here and there with some of the owners around the league. And for our first interview, we have the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the first place. Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC. Fast QB, right? You're fast. QB, also known as Bryce. What is going on, Bryce? What's up to the people?
What's up, man?
All right.
Proud to be here.
Hey, man. I'm glad to have you on. First guest. We're going to jump right into it because it's something that's developing right now. I don't know if anybody's actually listening at the moment. But I'm pretty sure by the time you guys listen, you'll know what's going on. But there's a situation going on with the Dolphins and the Patriots right now, who are also both of your boys, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the Patriots had 10 QB tackles from one player in that game. And
yeah, he did with Flowers.
Something doesn't smell good regarding that game. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I mean, Austin is a stat pattern. I mean, he'll try and get as many. Andy's the type of kid that wouldn't even cheat on his test, even if the teacher allowed it.
So do you feel like what happened is right? Do you feel like something else should have been done? Like maybe he should have took out Flowers, or maybe the Dolphins should have started running the football more?
He definitely should have subbed him out.
So without a doubt, he should have
subbed him. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it looks like here, I was looking at the stats, and it looks like the Dolphins only ran the ball 5 times. Like, I understand that the game was close, but at some point, if you're getting destroyed when you start dropping back to throw, I would feel like you would try to at least start running the football a little bit more, just to, you know, kind of. I wouldn't want a guy getting 10 QB tackles against me.
Yeah.
I would start doing something to stop the bleeding at that point. But hey, that's not why we're here. We're here to talk to you about your season. Right now, you're on a roll, 10-1, first place in the NFC. Looking like you're going to get one of those home field advantage spots, hopefully. And so far, what do you make of your season at this point? Looks like 12 weeks in. What do you make of your season so far?
I mean, right now, Vince Papale's leading us to a Super Bowl. That's what it's looking like so far. You know, the Eagles are flying high. Garrett Blunt can't be stopped. And if you throw it at Jerry's side of the field, that thing's getting picked off.
Blunt, man, that's my guy. You heard me rant and rave about him all freaking season on this show. That is my guy, man. I know he's going to get the MVP trophy. Right now, sitting at 247 carries on just about 1,500 yards. Actually, 1,510 yards, 6.1 a carry, and 30 TDs. That is ridiculous, man. 137 yards a game. Yeah, that looks like an MVP in the making. So what are your plans as far as, are you going to keep him next season? Are you thinking about letting him go? You know, you need another back?
He didn't want to sign back with me, is the thing. So, I mean, I got to either franchise tag him, or I just got to let him walk and let somebody else do him.
See, now we got an exclusive. But Garrett Blunt does not want to sign a long-term deal with the Eagles, so it looks like he may get the tag. So it's pretty interesting there. Pretty interesting.
I definitely don't want to play against him.
I don't I don't. I'm glad we don't play you guys, and I hope to keep it that way until he leaves. So that's a problem I don't want to be a part of. But as you stated before, 10-1, you guys are flying high. Well, how do you see your season ending, and what are your predictions for you for the team going into the playoffs?
Well, my remaining games are Matt, JD, Gabe, Mike, and then Gomes to round out the season. And you know that last game at week 17 is going to be the real test to see if I can do something in the playoffs against Gomes. Mm-hmm. And I think I got it. Yeah. I think we're about to enter the playoffs on a streak. Yep.
So if you have to map out the wins or losses, how many wins you think you run the table, or you think you got about one or two losses in there still?
I think I got one loss at the most. I think I'm going to go 14-2.
14-2. That's pretty good projection there. That should still be good enough, without a doubt, to get you home field advantage. So that's a good way to go. Speaking of which, as we stated before, we were sitting there talking about LeGarrette Blount. He has been somewhat of the center of a little controversy. I don't know if you guys have checked out some of the stuff on the Twitter, but there supposedly is a impending possible suspension coming from an MVP candidate. We don't know who that is. It could be Blount. It could be Zeke. It could be, I don't know, Jerry's really up there for MVP from an MP standpoint, but supposedly there is a pending investigation, I guess you can say, or is being looked into with one of those guys. Do you feel like you've done anything wrong at this point in the season with the running back to warrant any
The last game I did score 6 touchdowns with Blount, broke a record, and there was one controversial toss at the end of the game where I probably should have dove out of bounds or slid, but I mean I scored anyway. And
why is that?
At the very most, I think he deserves like a 1-game suspension.
Why do you feel like you should? You knew that it was kind of an overkill moment and you should have done the right thing there.
It was a minute left. I was just trying to get the first down, but, I mean, the defenders just ran away from me, felt like. So, I mean, that's scored.
I'm not going to lie and say that I just 100% approve of it, but there are times, I mean, you guys do catch a lot of flack over in the division. That's why you guys are called the Mud East, where it doesn't seem like you guys really pay attention to those late game situations, those closing out the game situations. It's kind of like you guys always got your foot on the gas, even though the game is clearly over, just for the sake of stats. Now, honestly, like I said, I think you're doing a great job with Blount. But those instances and what we're hearing about just now, which those guys aren't in the East, those are kind of the things that that was like focal points as far as getting out of the lead. So not to say, you know, we dogpile on you guys or whatever. So we dogpile on you guys, pretty much saying, Jesus, I cannot get what I'm trying to say. We dogpile, just trying to, you know, pick on you or whatever. But
yeah,
it is one of those things that is trying to, you know, be taken out of the league. So, hit the wrong button there on my phone. Also, do you feel like in the offseason that you have is there anything like a glaring position group that you're needing to upgrade, anywhere you're struggling as far as on your team? Quarterback, defensive line.
Carson Wentz is, you know, out for 4 weeks. So, I mean, I may need to look into a backup because last cycle he was getting injured every year too. they have to move on from the wins train.
Gotcha, gotcha. What about how are you doing that wideout? It doesn't. I don't ever hear like big throwing numbers from you. Is it strictly ground game for your team?
I mean, I'll pass, but I mean, I'm not gonna try and throw picks. That's how I lose games. How everybody loses games, throwing picks. You can't throw picks if
trust
you don't
me,
throw the ball.
True. Yeah, trust me, I know. I would know.
So a lot of my games, I've just been running the ball out from, like, the whole fourth quarter.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, and if you, I mean, you got the running back to do it, so I don't see why not. There's a game that I want to play with you real quick. It's called Pretender or Contender. We're gonna go off. Just write off some of the teams. Write off some of the teams that are set to make the playoffs. So we'll start on the NFC side first. Well, set that I believe are set to make the playoffs. So, and you can just let me know if they're going to be a pretender or a like going to be the second seed here or possibly the first seed, the Atlanta Falcons.
They're definitely a contender. Q's got his records.
Gotcha. Okay, and next we got the Cowboys, Gomes at 8-3.
I mean, I said at the beginning of the year that he didn't play anyone, and now that he is playing competition, he's taking L's. So, I mean, I'll have to go with pretender.
Pretender. And next we got the 7-3-1 Buccaneers.
I'm going to say Steps is a contender. He plays tough every game.
All right. It also looks like it's possible that the Giants can make it in. They're 7-3. What do you think of them?
They had a rough last few games heading up. But it's going to be tough for them.
It's going to be rough, so you don't think so? No, there's a contender in there.
It's 50-50 with them. Gabe can play nice, 50-50. Gabe can play a little bad.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it sounds like up there in New York. And the last NFC team that I believe has a shot at making the playoffs, well, he pretty much is going to make the playoffs, the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the division with you and them looking so tough right now.
Yeah, we stink. And I played them and almost won. And I should have won, but we won't even get into that story. Anyway, so we'll say we'll put them down for the tender. What about on AFC side?
Yeah.
You've been watching a lot of AFC games. We'll start off with the Cleveland Browns, which is B.
Yeah, I mean, B's a shoe-in for a contender every year. Doesn't matter what team he is.
Word. Yep, of course. And next we got the good old Ark. At 10-1 with the LA Chargers.
See, he's winning games and he beat me, so I can't say that he's pretender. But I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like he's going to do anything in the playoffs. But I'm feeling like
it. Gotcha. And next we got the Patriots coming in at 9-2.
He wins games. He puts up numbers. A little bit of a bitch sometimes, but I mean. Can't do anything about that. I'm going to put him as a contender, though.
All right. And the next three, I'm gonna group these three together because it is just is looking real iffy. But we got the Ravens at 7-4. We got the Chiefs at 6-5. And we got the Texans at 7-4. Do you think any of those guys are a legit contender at this point, or like all pretenders for this season?
I can see upsets happening from each of those teams. Like, say they get a wild card, I can see them easily getting up there into the championship.
I don't see it from going.
I couldn't tell you which one of those three would get up there.
I don't see it from Goins. I could definitely see it happening from the Chiefs and from the Texans. I really I respect both of those owners. But from Goins, I just play him, and if Flacco gives him remotely close to anything that he did in the game against us, Goins has no chance of winning. These 15 minutes go by really fast. Bryce, is there anything you want to say to anybody in the league? today. Or did you want to give any type of shout-out to anybody before we get off here?
Let me give out the shout-out to Sammy Longsleeves for being the best white quarterback in the NFC.
Oh, wow.
Shout-out to Blunt Trauma. Better respect.
Blunt Force. Respect the Blunt. Get lifted.
Mm-hmm. And my boy Jerry, man. Don't throw to him.
And your boy Jerry, Nathan Jerry. Speaking of which, we need to talk later. You need to pay that man what he really is owed. All right, y'all. That was it for this SFL weekly special interview today with my man Bryce, owner of the Eagles. Next, I believe on Thursday, we may have the owner of the Cleveland Browns and one of the admins on the show who has a lot to say. But till then, it's JTurk214, the Green Bay Packers checking in. Or checking out. I'll see you guys later. Peace.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision.